Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The DH, Pete Incaviglia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gordon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Garcia-Para reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg strikes out. There goes Garcia-Para. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garcia-Para scores. Bragg moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Bragg scores. Jefferson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is walked intentionally. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Anderson. Jefferson tags and scores. Nehring tags and moves to third. O'Leary tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg takes first base on ball four. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garciaparra strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Jefferson scores. Nehring moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken juggles the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Nehring scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Brian Williams now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to third. Hatteberg moves to second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garciaparra strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valentin scores. Hatteberg moves to third. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatteberg scores. Mack moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Stanley now playing first base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David DeLucci pinch hits for Jeffrey Hammonds. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. David DeLucci now playing right field. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Fry now playing second base. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bragg strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia Parra moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Incaviglia strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Reveille now playing third base. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Anderson moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. One out. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucci strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia Parra moves to second. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Garcia Parra scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Terry Matthews now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Benjamin now playing shortstop. Jeff Rebulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebulet takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rebulet moves to second. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-2 in the game. Incaviglia strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. DeLucci settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatteberg moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mack. Alomar reaches second base with a double. David DeLucci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLucci is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLucci hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.